What's that, Molly? You need more light? Okay. Oh, hello. I am Lunette the Clown, and this is my best friend, buddy, pal, amigo, confrere, chum, sidekick, and couch comrade, Molly Dolly. Excuse me, please. Molly, say hello. Oh, Molly, you've drawn a postcard. Oh, and with a picture of a dog? Oh, not a dog. Right, no, I didn't mean dog. Sorry, it's a horse? Oh, not a horse. Oh, Molly, I'm just being silly with you now. It's oh, why, yes! Oh, silly me. It's one of those, oh, I know what it is, Molly. It's, oh, what do you call those things again? A dinosaur. Yes, a dinosaur. And such a well-drawn dinosaur, too. Here you go. And I have just the thing for your postcard. I made a stamp. In fact, I made two. Now, I'll just lick it and stick it and put it on your postcard.
What is it, Molly?
Oh, see. Oh, sure. You can lick it and stick it and put it on. There. Postcards are so lucky. They get to travel everywhere. Sort of like my Auntie Macassar. Not at all like me. I never get to go anywhere. Oh, well. Molly. The stamp is supposed to go on the card, not on your forehead. Here. Well, it sure would be great to be a postcard and travel everywhere. Oh, well. Hey, at least I can travel to my clock rug and stretch. Do you ever roll around on the floor, like me? Is your card all stamped and ready to go? Hey, no stamp. You lost it? Ooh. Molly, here it is. Molly, how did you manage to get a stamp stuck on your back? Oh, well. There. Your card is all stamped and ready to travel. Mm-hmm. But, what should I do with my other stamp? The Foleys! Yes! Oh, good idea. I made their dollhouse my very own self, you know. And the Foleys are my dollhouse people. There. hope they like their new picture. Inside my backpack. Ah, my zigzag compass. Oh, it's for taking trips. See the little pointer? Mm-hmm. Yes, now it'll lead you wherever you want to go. But this is a zigzag compass. Well, it leads me, but never in a straight line. It takes the zigzaggiest path possible. Watch. Here. I'll set the compass to lead me to the lamp. Here we go. I made it. You want to try it? You want to take a trip? Well, where do you want to go? Clown Town? You want to go to Clown Town? Travel to Clown Town, just you and me. Oh, a real trip, Molly. Just like Auntie Macassar. Oh, yes. Oh, but we have to pack. Okay. Toothbrushes? Underwear? Giant stuffed banana? Oh, right. Sorry. Maybe next time. Well, gee. There's still an awful lot of room in here, Molly. What else can we put in the backpack? You? Sure, let's try it. Okay, Molly, what do you see in there? Oh, nothing. Let me move you around a bit. Sorry. Okay. There. Much better. Now, postcard. And let's set our zigzag compass for our trip to Clown Town. Here we go! This zigzag compass is the zigzaggiest! Whoa!
Gee, Granny, I don't know where to deliver this card. I mean, the address is 13 Red Nose Place, but where's that?
It's in Clown Town, I think.
Yeah, but where in Clown Town?
Well, maybe you should look at your map.
My map? Of course! A Let's see. Here's my, Snicklefritz.
Meow!
Don't do that! Oh, let's see. My map. Map. Aha! My map.
Oh, you do love reading your map, don't you, Edhead?
Actually, Granny, I love unfolding it.
We're going to Cloud Town. We're going to Cloud Town. Hi, Granny. Hi, Major Bedhead.
Hello, man.
We're zigzagging our way to Cloud Town.
What? Wait just a zigzagging minute.
You're going to Cloud Town by yourself?
Oh, no. With Molly.
I'm sorry, Lunette. But you can't go on such a big trip without a big person.
Oh, but we want to go traveling for an adventure, for fun.
Traveling is serious business, Lunette. Oh,
but we want to go.
I know, Lunette. Travel is a wonderful thing. And you'll go on lots of trips when you're old enough.
Oh, well, we're all packed for Clown Town.
Well, you can't go to Clown Town by yourselves. But you can still take a trip. A very exciting trip.
We can?
Yes. Let me set your compass.
Where are we going?
Oh, it's a big secret. Just follow your compass.
Here we go!
Quickly, Bedhead. I need your help.
But shouldn't we wait until it's daytime, Granny?
It is daytime.
Oh, okay. I'll help you, Granny. As soon as I refold my map. It takes a lot of skill to refold a map.
Snicklefritz, meow. Please. Meow.
Hey, thanks, Snickster. I never did find 13 red-nosed plays.
Oh, meow.
You circled it?
Meow.
Wow.
Come on, Major. We have to get ready.
Gee, Molly, this isn't much of an adventure. I mean, when you've seen one carrot, you've seen them all. Oh, here we go again.
Oh. Well, well, we have a visitor. Welcome, traveler.
Who? Me?
Welcome to...
Where is it you want to go?
Everywhere!
Welcome to everywhere. I am your tour guide.
Oh, wow! Let's go!
Oh, but first, here is something for you to use on your trip.
Oh, neat! A camera! Thanks, tour guide! Where to now?
Let's follow the compass.
Oh, hello. We're taking a trip.
Ahoy and welcome. I'm Major Bedhead, your captain.
Hi, Captain Major. Or, Major Captain?
All set? First mate?
Meow.
Cast off.
This is a very nice, boat.
Oh, thank you. It's the boat of imagination.
All aboard, all aboard. But we don't know where we're going, but we'll be there soon. We don't know where we're going, but we'll be there soon. All aboard, for a good farewell and a bon voyage and the boat of imagination. If you look real hard at the starboard side, we've come to the great big jungle.
Thanks for the great voyage, Major Captain.
Oh, you're welcome. Ooh, ooh. And enjoy the rainforest.
Rainforest?
There's great big trees. Smile and say cheese. Open up your eyes for the big surprise. Follow your nose, but stay on your toes, 'cause no one knows who's hiding in the great big jungle.
aboard, all aboard. Well, we don't know where we're going, but we'll be there soon. We don't know where we're going, but we'll be there soon. All aboard, all aboard. For a good farewell and a bon voyage on the boat of imagination.
Ah, hello, mon petit chou. Welcome to my café dans la Champs-Élysées. Le menu? Le chef?
Le meow?
Why, thank you. I mean, merci.
I will serve you soon, but first, l'entertainment.
Your imagination can take you anywhere. From the bottom of a canyon to a star out there. Grab your passport of pretend, an adventure we can share. Go twice around the moon, just sitting on your stair. But we'll be there soon. We don't know where we're going, but we'll be there soon. All aboard, all aboard. We had a good trip, but we've come back home on the boat of imagination.
Hey, what the? Oh, wow.
Well, we don't know where we're going, but we'll be there soon. We don't know where we're going, but we'll be there soon.
And how was your big trip, Lunette? Oh,
grand, Granny. My imagination is a great place to travel. Oh, thanks, Granny. Molly and I will never forget our first big trip.
You're both welcome. Someday, we'll travel to Clown Town together.
Oh, right, Molly. Time to go.
Well, we don't know where we're going, but we'll be there soon. We don't know. Actually, hey, I know where I'm going. I'm going back to work. Ha! Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Let's see. Goes this, Snicklefritz, could you, maybe, please?
Ha! Well, what a trip! What imagination! And Granny did promise to really take us to Clown Town someday. Oh, what's Clown Town like? Oh, Clown Town. I'll show you, Molly. Here, with a story. Oh, but first, the lights. Now, Lunette and Molly, visit Clown Town. The weather was warm and clear on the day Lunette and Molly Dolly visited Clown Town. They were both very excited and eager to see the famous sights and buildings in the Clown Capital. Their trusty zigzag compass led them to all the important spots, like Clownagy Hall and the Rubber Chicken Ranch, where they picked up a fine souvenir. And Molly insisted they stop and shop at the shoe store. All through their trip, Lunette and Molly were very careful to obey all the street signs. They stopped at the stop signs and waited for the cars to stop, too. And they managed to figure out most of the other signs. Like the one marking the lane for unicycles only. And the one for the invisible pet crossing. Molly and Lunette also made sure to pay their respects at the famous Clown Nose Monument. They were so impressed by its size and splendor that they had their picture taken with it. But the high point of the whole trip was the Clown Town balloon rides. They climbed aboard one of the balloon baskets, and soon they were soaring high above Clown Town. The sunset was the perfect end to a wonderful travel adventure. But suddenly, the balloons began to pop. Their basket jerked and started to fall. Here comes the ground, Molly. Get ready to jump now! We made it. Safely back from our trip to Clown Town. What a trip. Oh, right. Well, who do you want to send your postcard to? Auntie Macassar? Oh, of course. You are so smart, Molly. Give me five. Well, I can just imagine Auntie Macassar getting a postcard from us.
A postcard? For me? Oh, it's from Lunette and Molly. And a fine drawing of a dinosaur, too. It reads, Dear Auntie Macassar, we've been having a wonderful trip through the land of our imagination. Wonderful place. I go there a lot myself. We even took a camera. Say cheese. Cheese!
The pictures from our trip! What's this? A photo album? Boy, this camera is a quick developer. Just like you, Molly. Now, let's see. Oh, hey, look, there's Captain Major Bedhead.
He looks a bit seasick.
Oh, and here's the tag leopard from the rainforest. And the waiter at the sidewalk cafe. Oh, he was fun. And the cafe singer. Oh, maybe I had the flash a little too close. And the silly chef. Oh, and the street mime. I think he had dust bunnies in his shorts. And here's 13 Red Nose Place. We have some great memories. Hey. Who made this big mess? Me? Oh, I did, didn't I? Well then, get ready for the 10-second zigzaggy tidy. Ready, set, go! All this traveling and tidying has tired me out. You two? You know what the best part about traveling is? Coming home. Well, I'm glad you could come over. See you soon. Have fun traveling through your imagination.
And the clown jumped over the moon.